Hello, and this is gonna be one of many different like podcasts, I guess you can say, on this Anchor app. Well, I try something out. You know, I'm kind of experimenting with what I can do in my free time, because you know, being a junior in high school, technical high school to be exact, it's kind of boring sometimes. I mean, it also depends on the shop that you're in and, like, what you do. If you're in a high labor or high demanding shop for labor, you know, you're going to have a lot of things to do. But if you are in, say, like a laid back, like IT, or sometimes even engineering seems laid back, but they always have, like, to think on spot for ideas to keep themselves busy and to keep themselves, you know, doing stuff. I'm so sorry if I sound a little bit slurring in my language. I'm, you know, drowsy, tired. It's 11:36 at night, and I really just don't know what to talk about. But, you know, if you want to keep something in your life, you're going to work for it. You're going to fight for it. You're not going to give up until whatever that is in your life. Whether it be, you know, either a girlfriend, a friend, an item, clothing. You know, whatever you believe in, you gotta fight for it. Because if you give up, something bad could really happen. And, you know, you can lose that item forever. I mean, that goes for friendships as well. You know, one of my friends, I'm not gonna name names or anything, but these two people were really close. And then person A kind of messed up. And, you know, that's all. But they figured out stuff and they got it back up. You know, they're good people. But I don't know, I thought of bringing this to, like, say YouTube and doing like live streams, just chilling and talking with friends. Two of my friends, Alex and Sebastian, they'd probably be in the background, and all you'd hear or all you'd see is me, and you'd hear them. Or, you know, I could do something else. It's just, I want to expand what I can do, and I want to, like, choose a new, like, form of doing stuff. Because, you know, during the winter, you don't really want to go outside and, you know, vlog and record because it's kind of cold. But when, you know, it's summer, spring, and fall, or spring, summer, and fall, you want to go out and you don't want to, you know, live life to the best. Because for the next 4 to 5 months, or 4 to 6 months, you're, like, freezing cold. I mean, that's only up in the north of the East Coast. I don't know about Florida. They're probably sitting at, what, maybe 60, 69, 72, maybe 50, like, 75 degrees. So they're doing all right. And then in California, it's bloody warm. It's gorgeous out there. But, you know, I just wanted to say that if I was to do this, how many people would watch? How many people would actually care to hear what I have to say, whether it be knowledge on dating or friendships? Because a lot of people at my school go to me sometimes as, like, the counselor. Because, you know, I throw myself in the worst situations you can ever think of, and I somehow come out on top with new experiences. And I've been talking with a lot of the adults in my life about that. It's actually kind of, you know, they think that it's the wrong way of doing it, but I think it's the right way because I learned the hard way. So I don't learn by being told, oh, hey, you know, do this and your life will be easier. I have to learn it by going through hell and coming back out. You know, if that makes sense. But at the same time, if you really want to sit down and think about what's going on in my head, you know, I talk with my friend Sebastian all the time about this, and it's actually kind of, you know, cool to think about it. But we were listening to a lot of Logic songs while he was on FaceTime with me, and we kept reminiscing to the summer of 2018 and how, you know, that went, how it went, like, downhill between me and him, and then it came up and down. You know, it was like a roller coaster, in a sense, is the way that we described it. And he basically was, you know, we stopped talking for, I want to say, 8 months, which, yo, if he does watch this podcast, I'm sorry, dude. I'm really sorry that I put you through that, because, you know, I think from that 8-month break, I learned a lot, that something wasn't there. And since he's kind of younger than me, you know, by a year, I classify my little brother, all right? And I have Alex, me and Alex, we go back to, like, 2010, so it's been 9 plus, maybe, like, 2000, like, year, or, yeah, 2000 years, that makes sense. It's been, like, 10 years of brotherhood right there. So shit's kind of crazy, but... You know, I just... It just isn't the same, but what I was trying to get at is that, you know, yeah, you're gonna get bored of your friends or annoyed, but, like, if they want to come back into your life, let them. Like, you know, you would go through hell for them, and then they would go through hell for you, and then if you get bored, you know, take a few days, take a month, take a year, you know, and then come back, because... Like I was saying, with me and Sebastian, we were listening to Logic songs, and we were reminiscing on the summer of 2018, and I want to say the summer of 2019 is going to be a banger, because, one, I want to get back into, you know, recording vlogs and whatnot, but I also want to expand my, you know, like, recording and social medias and stuff over to, like, a podcast. In 2000, I want to say 13, I was, like, 12 to 13 years old, and I thought of starting a podcast with my friend, Jacob, that I still go to school with, and he's thinking about starting up a podcast, and, since we're both in the IT shop, we can, you know, start up a podcast on, the CCTW, which is Cape Cod Tech Talks, I forgot what the W means, but it's pretty cool if you think about it. But, yeah, I just want to know what you guys think. I mean, I don't want to keep these podcasts long unless I have, like, a lot of, like, truth and shit to talk about. But if you guys do enjoy these, you know, please do tell me. If anyone does check this out after me leaving it on my Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that, that'd be pretty cool. Usually I might do these late at night because that's when I'm mostly thinking, but, other than that, guys, you know, I don't have any cool intro or outro. I might do that once I become, like, more aware, and even if I do this, say, on the weekends on my computer, I'd have a better chance because I'm doing this on my phone right now, recording it in voice memo, and then exporting it to Anchor, which is the app which has the link on my Snapchat and Instagram. But I'm gonna stop rambling, guys. I hope you guys have a great night. If you do listen to these podcasts, you know, they're going to be a lot more in-depth. And then if I do them on YouTube, they're going to be a lot more in-depth because I want to sit there and I want to live stream it with my friends, Alex and Sebastian, whether they're on Skype or something. But you guys will be able to hear them. All right. Well, oh, excuse me. It's Ben Dakota.